INS Law, you're speaking with Aaron. How can I help you?
Hello, I got a text message from you.
Okay, is it Pauline?
Yes.
Hi, Pauline. Yeah, I was just giving you a call, Pauline, just in regards to the inquiry that you have made online to the Scottish Reader Scheme. Okay, so is now a convenient time to talk for yourself?
Well, I actually spoke to you a couple of years ago, but then I've moved house twice and I've been really no well. And I was just like, I seen you again on the Facebook page, and that's why I was getting back in touch. Like, I've
Okay.
actually gave, like, I've gave a statement, kind of like, I've got some papers here, but the only thing is, it was 2024, the 8th of the 10th, and then I lost touch.
Yeah. Okay. Who are them papers from?
It says Moyer and Sweeney on it.
Right. Okay. Well, yeah. That excuse me. That's on our shelves. There is quite a lot of law firms that are working around this scheme. So I can imagine obviously the agreement. But you know, with your last solicitors is probably near enough expired by now. So it's entirely up to yourself, obviously, whether you want to go through the process with ourselves.
Yeah. So could you get like all the details that I've given?
No,
No.
I wouldn't, yeah, I wouldn't be able to get the details from another law firm, just for data
Yeah.
protection reasons.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it is entirely up to yourself if you'd like to relay them details over to myself and we can go through it with you. Obviously, give updated addresses and contact numbers to ourselves.
Yeah. I'll just do that then.
Okay then. So what I'll do for you then, Pauline, is I'll go through the application process with yourself and grab all the generic details in
Right.
order to pass data protection. Okay. So how am I best titling you, Pauline? Is it Miss, Mrs. or MS?
MS.
MS.
Yeah.
Okay.
I've not really got the dates to mind, though.
For your time in care.
Yeah.
Yeah, no,
I
that's
can look back some, like, I've got them someplace, and I've got, like, I've got reports, like, there's certain kind of reports from the home I was in that a lot of it was all blacked out.
yeah, no,
Because I
of course,
remember going then to the last people.
yeah. No, of course, I understand that. With our ourselves, Pauline, we don't really need the exact dates. A ballpark to play with would be great. But obviously, yeah, once we obtain your care records, we'd be able to see them dates by hand and correct it on our systems if need be. Okay. So I've got your name here, Pauline, as first name Pauline, surname Crombie. Is it Thompson Crombie as the last name or is Thompson the
Well,
middle name?
Thompson is my maiden name.
Okay, yeah. Okay. But do you have any middle names, Pauline?
No.
No, okay. I've got your email here as pauline.06@hotmail.com.
Yes.
Okay, and what's your date of birth, Pauline?
4965.
Was that 1965?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. What's your current home address?
It's 7 Denfield Place.
Okay, say that again for me. Seven.
Denfield. DEN Field. Denfield Place.
You said DEM.
DEN.
DEM. Sorry, my apologies. Is that in Kirkcaldy?
Yes.
Yep, okay, perfect. Excuse me. Okay, Kirkcaldy. And was you known by any other names during your time in care?
Pauline Thompson, I was known by.
Okay. And can you remember the address that you lived in prior to being placed in care?
21 Dunsire Street. Kirkcaldy.
Okay, perfect. Got that one there. That's Dunsire, isn't it? D-U-N-S-I-R-S-I-R-A. Yeah, perfect. Okay. Am I able to grab the names of your mother and father as well, please?
My mum was Jean Abel or Thompson, it was.
Thompson, okay. And your father, if it's known?
And at the time, I had a stepfather who was named George Hunter.
And do you think he would be on your birth certificate, would you?
No, it's James Thompson, so my birth certificate.
Okay. That's fine. And where are you registered with your GP, please?
In Kirkcaldy.
So is that Kirkcaldy Medical Practice?
Yeah, it's Path Medical Practice. PATH. Kirkcaldy. Path Medical Practice, Kirkcaldy.
Okay, is that on Nether Street?
Yes, yeah.
Yeah. Perfect, thank you. Okay, perfect. And as well as giving you a call, Pauline, are we okay to send you emails and texts?
Yes.
Yep, okay, that's perfect. And is there any terminal illnesses that you need to make me aware of?
No.
Okay, and would you like to nominate a beneficiary for your application?
Yes.
Yep, okay. Who is it that you'd like to nominate?
My daughter, Jean.
Did you say Jane?
Jean, J-E-A-N.
Okay, and what's Jean's middle name? If she has one, sorry.
Yeah, she's Abel Matthew. A-B-E-L. M-A. W-T-H-G-W.
Okay, and the surname?
Crumby.
Okay. And what's Jean's date of birth, please?
30/6/86.
Okay, and do you have a contact number for Jean?
It's 07534.
Yeah.
167596.
Yep. Perfect, thank you. And do you know Jean's address at all?
Yes, it's 13 Osler's Way, Kirkcaldy.
How would you spell Osler, sorry?
It's O-S-L-E-R-S.
O-S-L-E-R-S. There you go for that. Perfect, thank you. Perfect. Okay. Okay, Pauline. So, I do appreciate that discussion experiences connected to your application can be difficult and upsetting, but please take your time during this call. If you do need a break, further explanation, support, or would prefer to continue at another time, you just let me know, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And do you suffer from any communication difficulties or vulnerabilities that you need to make me aware of at all?
No, I don't think so.
No, I
suffer from severe anxiety and depression, but
yeah,
I'm all right. I'm okay speaking to you.
Yeah, okay, Pauline. Well, you're doing well so far. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
I understand it is a sensitive topic, but I'll help you through it as best as I can. And give you the best support that I can as well along the way. Okay.
Yeah.
Alright, so the purpose of today's call, Pauline, is to explain the Scottish Redress Scheme to you and your options around the scheme. I'll also explain how INS Law operates as a law firm for you, and I'll also discuss our funding and fees. And then what I'll do is I'll gather the initial information to assess whether we may be able to assist you on our phone call today.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the Scottish Redress Scheme provides financial payments, apologies and support to survivors of historical child abuse in care in Scotland prior to the 1st of December 2004. It is important that you understand all of your available options before deciding whether to instruct us, but you are entitled to three options when it comes to the redress scheme. So option one is that you can apply directly to the Scottish redress scheme yourself without a solicitor or a law firm to represent you. Option two is that you can instruct a solicitor who operates under the Scottish Government legal fee scheme, where they are paid directly by the Scottish Government for assisting you with your application. Under the government scheme, participating solicitors may receive up to £2,000 plus VAT from the Scottish Government for assisting you with your application, so regardless of whether you are successful or not with that application. INS Law does not operate under that statutory scheme and will not claim those government-funded fees, so if you do decide to instruct us being option three, you will be choosing a private legal representation under a conditional fee agreement, and we would not be paid by the Scottish Government for assisting you. So I do just want to clarify, Pauline, at this stage, obviously I know that you've informed me you was in touch with this list a couple of years ago, but have you been in contact with anybody as of recent?
No.
No? Okay, that's fine. Okay, so our agreement operates on a no-win, no-fee basis. So what that means for yourself, Pauline, is if your application is unsuccessful, you won't pay anything to us. And if you withdraw your application on our advice, you won't pay anything either. If your application is successful and you receive a redress payment, our fees will consist of basic charges based on the time and effort spent with your case and also a success fee. However, the total fees, including VAT, are capped at no more than 16% plus VAT of your redress payment, so you'll never pay anything more than the agreed cap of 19.2%. Okay, it is important that I make it clear that we cannot guarantee that your application will be successful or the level of award that the scheme may award you. Okay, but the Scottish Redress Scheme operates on a discretionary basis, which I'll explain in greater detail during this call for you. Okay, so if instructed from yourself, Pauline, we can assist with whether you're eligible for the scheme. We'll gather and review all evidence provided over our phone call today. And then what I'll do for yourself is I'll prepare and submit the application once our documents have been signed from yourself. Submit that to the Redress Scheme in order to obtain an application number on your behalf. We have the full correspondence with the Scottish Redress Scheme, so we'll always advise of any offers that are made further down the line within our process. And we'll also explain the statutory waiver to yourself if one is awarded. And we'll also assist with any reconsideration or review process within the scheme. Okay, what that statutory waiver is that I just briefly mentioned to you, Pauline, is that if a redress offer is made, it'll just basically affect your ability to pursue any future civil claims relating to the matters that would have already been dealt with within the scheme.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so does that all make sense to you so far?
Yeah.
Perfect. Okay, so Pauline, you do also have a right to cancel. So if you do decide, you will have a 14... Sorry, if you do decide to proceed, you will have a 14-day cancellation period after signing our agreements. So you can cancel within that period for any reason without charge. And if you choose, you can also authorise us to begin work immediately whilst your cancellation rights still remain. If that was the case, Pauline, would you like us to start work immediately on your case?
Yes.
Yep, okay, perfect. Okay. As probably you may have done with your previous law firm, similar to ourselves, we do need proof of your identity for verification purposes and also for anti-money laundering regulations. So I'll need a proof of identity, which could be a passport, driver's license or birth certificate, alongside a proof of address, dated within the, within 3 months of today's date. Okay.
Right.
What I'll do for yourself now, Pauline, is I'll go through your care settings with you and find out a little bit about your time in care.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so can you remember the name of the first care setting that you was in?
It was in Dr. Guthrie's School for Girls in Edinburgh.
What was the name of that school? Sorry, Dr.
Guthrie's.
Could you spell that name at all, if you can remember?
G-U-T-H-R-I-E-S.
Or is that G-U-G-H?
No, G-U-T-H.
G-U-T-H.
R-I-E-S.
R-I-E-S. Okay, I've got this here. And what year, roughly, would you say that you was in the School for Girls for?
Sorry, say that again?
What year would you roughly say that you was in Dr. Guthrie's School for Girls for?
I think, 79 or 80.
Yeah, okay, that's
I was 14, so 61. I maybe 79-ish, round a bit.
Yeah, okay, and how long was you there for?
I think I was there for 10 months.
Okay, so do you reckon that fell into 1980?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, I definitely, because it came out when I was 15.
Yeah. So after Dr. Guthrie's, where was you then placed?
I was placed with my stepfather.
Okay, and was that in foster care, maybe?
No. That was just like when I came out, I stayed with him.
Ah, okay. So after you was with your grandfather, did you go back into the care system at all?
No, I never went back into the care system.
No, okay. So the one care setting under the local authorities is Dr. Guthrie's then, is it?
Well, when I was a lot younger, I was in one. That was when I was 5.
Okay, and can you remember much about that case, I think?
Well, it was St. Olaf's. I've just got one memory, getting battered there because I peed the bed. That's the only memory I've got there, but I've never really thought about that before. I think I got put in there when my mum was having one of my brothers.
Yeah.
But they did get put in there when she was in my brother.
Okay, was that St. Olive School?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, I was 5. Well, I was going on 5 that year.
Yeah.
I've always got that memory of.
Okay, 1969, so... So it was about 1969,
well,
I think, wasn't it?
It was actually, my brother was born on 1970, June 1970.
Ah, okay.
So it was just before that, the weeks or the months before that.
Yeah. Okay, well, I'll just put the date for 1970 for now.
Mm-hmm.
As I said, it doesn't have to be exactly accurate. And we'll correct it once we get your case and records. Okay, so whilst I've got that fresh in my head, I'm just going to make that little bit of a note for St. Olive's.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to type a little bit of a sentence or two up in this statement box. Just bear with me.
See, I didn't say that to the last people. They did, just the way you asked me there, then that's why I brought up.
Yeah, of course. What was it that the other sister's done different for you?
It was just when we've been at Dr. Guff's, that last one.
Ah, okay, could you not remember at the time of St. Olive's, could you?
Yeah, I did remember it, but I didn't really think that they were going, that far back.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it goes as far back as it needs to. As long as it's prior to the 5th of December 2004, then, obviously, yeah, any care setting that you've been in and, you know, you've faced unwanted experience there. It's applicable to the scheme. I've got clients who were in care in the 50s.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, one of my older clients now, he was in care, I think it was 1958 or something like that. Many moons before I was born.
I always think about it, so.
Yeah. So just bear with me, I'm going to type this up for you now. So did you say that you was had you peed the bed and you was beaten up for it? Was that correct, or was you beaten up when that made you pee the bed?
I got battered for it, and then I could mind having to take my. I can't remember where I took my sheets, but I could remember carrying them. But the only other memory I've got is just not being able to get out the doors because the handle's too high. That just I think that's how I'm claustrophobic nowadays.
Yeah.
That I can't remember what any of them looked like. I can't remember any names or
yeah
at all.
Yeah, was you beaten by a staff member? Was you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And would this be in the night time? Would it?
Well, no. I can just picture it being through the day. Maybe it was in the morning.
Yeah.
I've not really got any memory of night time there at all. I've just got that memory.
Just that one memory, yeah. Okay, so just put that memory there into the St. Olive's for you, because this will populate through to your application form that I'll send out to you. So it's good that we've got that detail now, because obviously it just goes to, you know, open up your case a bit more.
Mm-hmm.
But if you can, Pauline, can you talk me through about your time in Dr. Guthrie's, please?
Well, when I spoke to the woman the last time, I didn't think that and it was really, like, sexual abuse. But I was telling her that the only thing that ever happened to me was when we used to come back from a weekend away. I said, and then, like, the two men were always at the front in the office. And
yeah.
They would, like, search you. But they would, like, touch you in between the legs and that. And, yeah, that's the only thing I could think of anything sexual happening to me there.
Yeah, okay. So if there's some memory of when we come back from a trip and...
we would come back, kind of, over at home for the weekend.
Ah, okay. And then our staff members always be at the office, and when we arrived, we get searched by the staff members at the touch in a properly. So they touch it inappropriately by would they touch obviously like the inside of your legs or something, would it be?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Another finger on that. It's cute. I was like getting sexually abused by my stepfather.
Yeah. I'm guessing this was a massive trigger for you then.
Mhm.
Yeah. You know, I'm sorry to hear that, Pauline. Obviously, you're going into a care setting to try and get away from that and be looked after potentially better.
I actually stopped by the time, like, before I came out, so...
Yeah.
You're saying it's a good thing, but...
It's a relief for you, at least, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Or it was at the time.
Aye.
So with these staff members, you know, touching the inside of your legs inappropriately, obviously, I don't want to make you feel uncomfortable in any way. Obviously, I'm not here to judge or criticise you anyway, but I just want to get the full understanding of yourself. With the with obviously it being male staff members, would they touch like or search try and search like your breast areas or go around like, your bum or anything like that?
Yeah, all over the research.
Okay.
And it would just like be wretched there, just.
So would you say that
everybody?
Yeah, would you say that they tried to do this sneakily, or was it with full intention to try and like get a feel of your breasts?
I can't think of them like hiding it or anything.
It was just with pure intent.
Mhm.
Yeah, okay.
But there wasn't any women there at the time, if anything, like when they were searching you.
Our breasts. So this female staff member then, how would she act if you know when she's seen this happening to you? To
no,
you girls?
No, I'm saying there wouldn't be any female.
Oh, there wasn't any.
No.
Oh, okay. And when you know these men would search you in ways that was you know pure unlawful, I'm guessing by the sound of it, you know there wasn't really any you know kind of maybe female staff to then go and talk to or report it to, was it?
No, it was a headmaster you had there. And I can't think of. I couldn't even think of like how I would do that. I didn't even think it was in my mind at the time really that.
Yeah. And
could say that with all the females that I had in my life, they knew everything that was happening to me.
Yeah.
And no one was done about it, kind of.
Okay. And would this happen to you every time you went for home stage?
Aye, every time you came back, you got searched. Yeah. And then sometimes, like, I got to go and help at a nursery. And when you came back for there, you would get searched as well. I actually used to hide sweeties sometimes in my socks, and then I never found them.
Oh, wow.
That's just weird, like, when I could
Yeah. Can you remember the sweets that it was that you brought in?
Opal fruits.
Opal fruits, oh, yeah, no. They're good. Then my mum, whenever, you know, I go and fly or anything, that's what my mum wants me to, well, she always advised me as a kid to chew on. So my ears didn't pop. Excuse me. I'm becoming annoyed for this to happen. Okay, so I've just written up a little bit of a statement for yourself. You are going to see this in your application forms. Obviously, it's completely your choice on whether you read it or you just scroll past it. It's entirely up to you.
Mm-hmm.
But obviously, I've just explained, obviously, the experiences that you had to endure, even when just coming back from the facility itself, never mind, you know, obviously just from home stays. As you said, mm-hmm. You know, if you went for a visit out, or, you know, had a day out, anything like that. You know, this was the procedure to basically get back in. I've also listed, obviously, that there wasn't really any staff members, female staff members around to conduct any of these searches. So, yeah, so I've listed all that in there for you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just double checking that I've saved them. Otherwise, if I click the button, it's all going to disappear. So what you're definitely applicable for this scheme, of course. There's four types of abuse that the scheme look at. There's neglect, there's physical abuse, there's emotional abuse, and there's sexual abuse. Obviously, you take enough three or at least all four boxes in that sense. The neglect side of things, obviously, you know, you're 5 years of age, you're in St. Olive's. You've peed the bed. That's emotional trauma in itself.
Mm-hmm.
From, you know, potential nightmares, anything like that. But then to be physically beaten for it is then obviously emotional abuse as well as physical. And then obviously we've got the sexual abuse in St. Guthrie. So you do meet the criteria, of course. So there's excuse me. There's two types of payments that you can go for, Pauline. There's a fixed payment of £10,000, and this is a fixed payment of the award regardless of the severity of the abuse that you've suffered. Or there's an individually assessed payment of up to £100,000, which is decided by a closed independent panel. So you or I won't have to attend anywhere. They'll just inform us of a panel date of when they'll be looking at your case, and also an award that they'll offer from the abuse that you've suffered. They look into your story, the witness statement that we'll get off you further down the line, just a little bit more in depth of the rest of, you know, your counsel, to write a more formal witness statement other than what I've written here. They'll look at that, they look at the supporting evidence, they look at the care records, any medical records. Obviously, any mental health that links back to your time in care, you know, for when all that started, anything that we can do to strengthen your case. So based on what you told me, Pauline, I'd like to put you forward for the individually assessed payment, if that's okay.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I'll do that for you. Okay. And I do just want to ask, have you received any relevant payments from criminal injuries for damages or abuse that you've suffered during your time in care?
No.
No. Okay. And do you have any convictions at all?
No.
Oh, okay. I mean, you don't sound like a criminal on the phone to me. Okay, Pauline. So what I'm going to do for yourself is I'm going to send these documents out to you. You're going to receive a link via text. All you do is just click the link and it'll pull up the documents on your screen. You've got a little yellow box at the bottom which guides you through the process. So it'll basically say 4 or 5 fields required to sign. All you do is just you click that yellow box and it'll take you to the field that needs signing and it'll flash a little bit of a yellow thing around the box. You click that box and you either scribble on the box with your signature or you can type your name into it, whatever's easier for yourself. Then you'd click apply and it'll populate that signature or written name into the box. Once that's done, you then click that yellow box at the bottom of the screen again and it'll take you then to the next box and so on, okay? You get them fields down to 0, and you scroll right to the very bottom, and then once you're at the bottom of the screen, there's another little tick box next to it that just says that, you know, the signature that you provided is legally binding. Tick that box, and then you'll be able to submit that them signatures back to myself. Once I receive them signed documents, I can then send off for your application number. Obviously, with this process being done in 2024, 2 years ago, I do want to get the ball start, you know, rolling for you as quickly as I can. Obviously, I want the process. I don't need to wait any longer in getting some progress made. So what I'll do is I'll send them forms out to you shortly. And obviously, yeah, if you can get a hold of them and get through them if you can. If I receive that back, I'll send the application straight off and it'll get the ball rolling for you in obtaining an application number. Because I don't really want to wait any longer for yourself, to be honest with it being quite some time. So if you need any assistance in filling out these forms, anything like that, you just give me a call back and I'll guide you through it, no problem.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I'll send these out to you now. And do you use WhatsApp at all?
I use it. I text my wee brother on it, but I do use it.
Yeah, of course. Well, whatever's easier for yourself, if you know how to send pictures by email, send them through on an email. If not, I have sent you a few messages on the WhatsApp previously to our contact today.
I see what you mean.
So you can send them on WhatsApp as just like a picture, and I can upload them to your file. Just make sure with whatever documents that you send, we can see all four corners and it's a clear enough picture. Obviously, if I do receive the documents and anything's not as advised, then I'll talk you through it. But yeah, once I receive them as well, I'll upload them straight to your case file as well.
Right.
Okay, Pauline. Do you have any questions for me at all?
No.
No? Okay, that's not a problem. I'll get these documents sent out to you. And yeah, as I said, I'm only a phone call away if you need any assistance at all, okay?
Right, thank you.
Not a problem, Pauline. I'm glad I could be assistance of you today, and I hope you enjoy your afternoon.
Thank you. Bye.
Not a problem. Thank you, Pauline. Bye now.